You're listening to a Community Connection this morning. I'm Garrett Giles. Joining us in the studio is Senator Jim Inhofe. Senator, how are you doing this morning?
Well, Garrett, good to be back with you. I always enjoy my stops here in Bartlesville. And good things are happening. And also, I'll be so happy to have this election over with. And I'm, of course, I have a very strong bias that I want our president, President Trump, to be reelected, and for the right reasons, really. The economy, you know, if right prior to the pandemic starting, we had the best economy of my career. We've never had an economy like that. They say full employment, Garrett, is when you have 4% unemployment. Well, we actually broke the thing and we're down 2.9%, 2.8%. And so that's the best figures that we've had in my career. And so we saw that happening. And of course, the Democrats will try to blame the pandemic, on the president. I don't think that's going to take, and I think we are going to be in a position to keep this president going and doing good things.
Speaking of the pandemic, obviously things are getting a little bit better than they were at the beginning. Where do we stand on that now in terms of the pandemic and the response to it?
Well, right now, let me just share with you something that happened when they came out with this warp speed. You know, I haven't figured out yet why they called it warp speed, but that's what they are calling it. And we had a general that was a very gifted general has put this thing together, and he kind of and he's the one who has put together what I believe and is going to happen. Now, I chair the Armed Services Committee, which is the largest committee in the United States Senate. And I think the most significant one. And what the president asked me to have a hearing on the warp speed, which I did. Now, Garrett, it's hard for me to explain to people because you have to have sat there and listened to it and come to the same conclusion that I did. And that is we're going to have the medical part of it pretty much taken care of. As you know, there are five companies now that are competing for that. They're all getting very close, and that's going to happen. And it's going to happen, I believe, prior to December. And or maybe during December. And I really believe that it's going to happen. Then, of course, the distribution is going to take about 3 months nationwide. So I'm really hoping that we're going to be beyond this thing by the next March or April. So I think that's where it is. Now, in terms of what we're doing with it, this something happened that you may not be aware of, and a lot of our listeners are, out there are not aware of this, and that is that we had another one of these relief times coming up. We've had four of them so far. We were going to have one on September the 10th. And the Democrats and the Republicans in the United States Senate agreed. All the things that were on there, there's going to be another package to help people through this thing. And they all agreed. And at the last minute, Chuck Schumer decided he wasn't going to do it and put us in a position where we had to he was going to kill it all. Right down party lines. Well, his idea was, and everyone knew this in Washington, he thought if we could not pass another one of these relief packages, that people would blame the president for it, and we could use that as the biggest issue against the president. Well, that didn't work because everyone knows it was killed right down exactly on party lines. All the Democrats voted against it. All the Republicans voted for it. So those are the things. And in fact, if anyone wants to see what all was in that, rather than to have you and me spend a lot of time going through item by item, just go to my website, inhofe.senate.gov. And in fact, you could remind people of that, and they could see what it was that we tried to do. Now, I say that September 10th because it happened again for 2 days this past week. We took the same bill and tried to pass it, and it went down. It was defeated down party lines. So on that bill, we had things, you know, like the education and child care, small business program, it's easy for people to look up if they're interested. And the reason I'd say they should be interested is because I believe right after the November 3rd election, that's what we're going to be passing. So it's kind of a preview of what I believe will be passed right after the election.
And speaking of things that have passed, Senator, you had the FY21 NDAA bill that passed the Senate, 86-14. What should Oklahomans know about that one?
Well, what you want to know about it is, first of all, that's my bill, and that's the one that we have every year. This will be, when we pass it this year, that'll be the 60th year that we've had this bill. And so I have a list of things that really affect Oklahoma. My goal was, and people don't understand this, that we have done better. When we have a BRAC round, BRAC stands for Base Realignment and Closure. And they have a BRAC round, and it tells, you know, they evaluate all the bases. We have five major bases in the state of Oklahoma, and they're all evaluated to see which ones are not performing, where consolidation can take place and all that. Now, we've gone through five of these since 1987, and Oklahoma has done better than any other state on all five of them. And I can document that. Now, what we did for the state of Oklahoma on this last one, we have the KC-46. The KC-135 is a vehicle that we use for refueling our aircraft, and we've used the same vehicle now for 60 years. In fact, it was kind of funny because when we announced that we were going to come up with a new one, I said, 60 years ago, two wonderful things happened. Number one, my wife and I got married. And number two, the first KC-135 went to Altus Air Force Base. And so that's what happened. At that time, and of course, the response was, well, I guess that guarantees prosperity for Altus and for Tinker Air Force Base, where all the maintenance takes place for the next 60 years. And so this is what we did. The KC-46 will replace that KC-135. And so we put 15 aircraft into Oklahoma. That ensures that's where all of them will go in terms of training and for maintenance. Then we have the B-21. The B-21 is still in the development stage. That'll be our bomber, our number one bomber, and that's taking place. So all the R&D that we're in the middle of right now is in Oklahoma, and we have $2.8 billion that'll go into Oklahoma for that. The PIM program, now that's upgrading the howitzer and all that down. That's in Fort Sill. Fort Sill is a little town right outside of Lawton, is called Elgin, and we are going to be we'll have that program to be for the future of our the howitzer and those and in fact we have $435 million for 30 sets of the PIM. It's World War II technology, but it's upgraded, and that'll be the leader in worldwide. We train down at Fort Sill. Soldiers from all around the world, our allies, and of course that's going to continue. The T-7 program is what we use. That's we've used the T-38 up Vance for a long period of time, and we finally are going to get an upgrade, and it's going to be called a T-7. And then down of our five programs around this state, around the country, around the state of Oklahoma, the one that is least known is down in McAllister, and that is a ammo demolition operation down there for the whole nation. And we put in a new ammo demolition shop down there to make sure that we continue to use that for the foreseeable future. And we have all kinds of things with universities, OU, OSU, Tulsa universities for unmanned vehicles and research. So it goes far beyond just the military. It goes into research. That's the big deal, and that's what we passed, and that's going to be of great benefit to Oklahoma for years to come.
And another big deal this week, Senator Inhofe, was the confirmation of Justice Amy Coney Barrett. What do you have to say about that, sir?
Well, I love her. I mean, she's not just maybe the best qualified person in the United States of America to be added to our United to our court, but she is such a delightful person to be around. I got to know her 3 years ago when she was up for confirmation of her for the appellate court. And for some reason, one of the reasons we hit it off is I've been very active in adoptions, started primarily in Africa. And of course, you know, she has, of her seven children, two of them are adopted, and they're from Haiti. And she was criticized for that during this confirmation. No one can figure out how they could justify criticizing someone for adopting those little kids from Haiti, but they did. So she remembered. We had a meeting last week, and in fact, I told her and I told her staff, now, as you make your circles down and you talk to all the different people, don't waste your time on me. I don't need to talk to you because I already, right now, I'm your biggest fan. But we got together anyway, and we did and had a chance to talk. Well, the first thing she brought up was adoption, and that's the kind of person she is. No one would doubt that she is arguably the best qualified person in America for the higher court. But she's there now as of yesterday, and it's a very timely question that you ask, and we're just really delighted to have her. The Democrats did all they could to defeat her. They just couldn't find anything that stuck. There was just nothing about her that would be that they could criticize. So I just don't. I was around for previous nominees confirmation, but none of them were as good as this one. She's just such a lovable person on top of that. So I can't say enough good things about her, and our courts are going to be she'll be around for a long time.
Looking at other bills that you have, Senator Inhofe, what can you tell me about the highway bill that's coming up?
Well, here, let me explain. And I can remember when I talked to Charlie about this, when I was first elected to the United States Senate. I did something that not many people do. I read a book that everyone's forgotten about. It's called The Constitution. It tells you what we're supposed to be doing in the United States Senate. And it's primarily, number one, defending America. And number two, they called them post roads back then, it's infrastructure. And so I got on the two committees. This would have been in 1994. And it works on seniority. You may not like the system, but that's what that's what's in place. And so I got on, and I ended up being the ranking member and chairman of the two committees. One of them, infrastructure, that's roads and highways, and the other, of course, is defense. And so on the highway bill that we passed. We were hoping to have a new highway bill because this one expires at the end of this, which is right now at the end of the fiscal year. And so what we did is take the current highway bill that we passed called the FAST Act, and we extended it for 1 year. That'll be another $100 million that will take place each year. And we extended that for another year. Now, that's roads and highways, and this is going to be, you know, a great thing for Oklahoma. But instead of a new bill, we're just extending this bill and adding about $100 million for our roads and highways. It's a five-year bill that we passed about 4 years ago, and that's $287 billion for roads. And that's good. You know, people don't mind spending money. on something that's infrastructure, something they can drive on, something they can use. The other one's the WERDA bill. Now, there are a lot of things that I could get into details. I think the ones that is most prominent in people's thinking right here in Bartlesville would be for what happened during our the Tulsa levees. During this disaster that we went through, and we are actually doing things to protect the levees, the outdated levees. They've all outlived their usefulness, and we need to get them replaced. We were lucky. None of them really gave in during that flood that we had just a short while ago. So right now we're in the process of improving those levees and things like deepening the channel from a 9-foot channel to a 12-foot channel. And when you stop and think about the fact that we're navigable in Oklahoma, and it's a hard thing to try to get people to understand. And that was the reason that many years ago when I was in the state Senate that we passed a bill at that time to remind people that we are navigable, and we need to increase the depth of that channel, and that's going to give us a lot more usefulness. And things that are in there that help Enid, for example, in water storage. Things here in Bartlesville, we had the same thing. That's where we got the funds to take care of the water needs that you have in Bartlesville. And so that bill, we're going to start in on that during their lame duck. The lame duck session will be right after the November 3rd election, and we're going to be able to do things that we weren't able to do during the things that we were wanting to do, but they were killed right down party lines by the Democrats. And so as soon as this election's over, we'll get started on that. So we'll be doing infrastructure.
And while we still have a few more minutes, Senator Inhofe, one of the bigger things that has happened here in 2020 has been all the things that have happened in Portland and across the country with some of the racial tensions and, of course, people calling for the defunding of police. What is your stance on that?
Well, that's 100% partisan. You know, Garrett, whether we like to believe it or not, it is. And that's one reason that the president is going to win re-election is because of two things that are going on. First of all, people about I think the funding is or the popularity I should say of law and order in America is about 76% of the people, and yet there are many of the people that are right down party lines. I hate to say it that way, but Portland, Oregon is a good example. They try to say that they're doing things that the right reason, when the bottom line is they are encouraging people to come into Oregon, and they're terrorists. I mean, they're killing people. They say that they're not doing this, and yet they are. We have three officers that are in the process of going blind now. Hopefully that can be prevented, but it's because of some of the things that were used as a spray in Portland, Oregon, on our police officers. They say it's a peaceful protest. It's not a peaceful protest. They're killing people and throwing bricks at officers. So we have a president now as the law and order president, and I think it's going to play well. So we're very fortunate, and I had kind of a fun thing during the campaign that I'm on. We had all of the police officers and others are supporting me, and we had 51 of them, I think it was, in a place at one time talking about, you know, how we're for law and order in the state of Oklahoma, even though other states don't enjoy that. So I think we're going to get around this thing before it's over. But we have a lot of states who are resenting and actually defunding police officers, law enforcement officers. You know, it's hard for us to understand. It's hard for me to understand why that's popular in some areas, but it is. And so I think that's one of the two things that's going to reelect our president. And the other is the peace in the Middle East that's going on right now that's unprecedented. So there are some good things that are happening out there.
And I think you led right into a good way to kind of end the interview here, Senator Inhofe. And what's at stake during this election? We're only a few days away at this point.
Well, I think the we've already talked about some of the things that are at stake. One is in the state of Oklahoma. You just stop and think about the what has happened during the Obama years that he was in office. He was two bad things were happening. One was he did away with our military during the last 5 years. That would be 2010 to 2015. He reduced the military spending by 25%. 25%, and people don't realize that. And that's one of the major reasons I ran for re-election is I chair the committee that's overseeing the reforming and bringing back those areas that we need to be working in our defense system. And the other is in industry. It was the war on fossil fuels that took place during the Obama administration. They're trying to kill coal, oil, and gas. That's fossil fuels. And this president came along just in time. And I think everybody knows that that's one of the major things that's going on. So we are reviving fossil fuels, and not just in Oklahoma, but throughout America because of this president. And of course, we're rebuilding the military. Those are the two good things that needed to happen. Let me mention one thing that people this surprises a lot of people. People don't realize that several years ago, the American burying beetle, now this is a little bug, became an endangered species. Now, when you stop and think about it, that means that our farmers, before they can plant in certain areas, they have to make sure they're not infringing upon the habitat of a little bug called a burying beetle. And home builders trying to build houses, oil and gas trying to drill wells, they can't do it because of the endangered species called the burying beetle. Well, this president came and took that off of the endangered species list and moved it down one notch that allow people to do that. And people don't realize that's one of the many things this president did that people don't understand. They don't know that those things are going on. Same things with the lesser prairie chicken. So I just would mention that this president's done a good job. I think he's going to be reelected. Nobody else, they don't think that, but I believe that's going to happen.
We've been speaking with Senator Jim Inhofe. We're all getting ready for the Tuesday, November 3rd general election. Sir, it's always a pleasure to have you on the radio, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much, Garrett.